Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, we continue our conversations with the Republicans running for U.S. Senate, seeking to challenge Senator Elizabeth Warren in the November election. Today, we hear from State Representative Jeff Deal of Whitman, who in 2016 co-chaired Donald Trump's campaign in Massachusetts. But first, a disclaimer. We sat down with Jeff Deal earlier this week before news broke of the fraud conviction of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and the guilty plea by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. Due to these developments and Deal's connection to the Trump campaign, we asked him to speak with us again, but Deal's campaign refused to make him available for another interview. In regard to Michael Cohen's allegation that Trump directed him to pay hush money to women Trump had affairs with, Deal did tell the Boston Herald that, quote, "It's one man's word against another." But Deal also told the Herald that the Cohen and Manafort developments were, quote, "not good news for the president." Now let's turn to our own conversation with Deal and his thoughts on how he'd get a very reluctant Congress to agree to immigration reform.
Congress has been so divided, and I think Elizabeth Warren's one of those very dividing voices down there, that people have dug in on both sides as to where they're going to be. It seems that Democrats refuse to discuss a wall. It seems that Republicans, you know, have their own feeling about DACA. I think what has to happen is both sides need to move a little bit on their positions.
You've attacked Senator Elizabeth Warren on her call to abolish ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. What should the role of ICE be here in Massachusetts?
We've seen success with programs with Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. For example, about 6 months ago, 61 members of MS-13 gang were prosecuted. And that's really the goal here, is for them to find those here illegally that are committing egregious crimes that need to be prosecuted and deported.
President Trump has called to cut down on family-based immigration. Refugee admissions are at an all-time low in the U.S. right now, and he wants to end the lottery system. What's your stance on how many immigrants the U.S. should legally accept every year?
The discussion about how many to come into the United States, I think, should be handled by Congress, but it seems that Congress continues to fumble the ball when it comes to trying to actually act. I actually have filed legislation on Beacon Hill that would try to speed up immigration by going back to a system we used over 100 years ago. People who came to the United States and were in Massachusetts had up to 2 years to declare they wanted to be a citizen. They could go to a district court, and if the judge found within a three-year period they met the criteria, which was knowing the language, having a job, having a sponsor, he would swear them in on the spot.
Tariffs, the White House tariffs on China, Mexico, and on some of our allies. A new survey out this week shows over 90% of U.S. business economists believe that long-term the White House tariffs will hurt the U.S. economy. What's your take on the tariffs?
Well, I think the White House would agree with that. Nobody wants to have long-term tariffs. Right now, our GDP is at a record, you know, really growth level. We're at 4.1%. Some people are saying we could potentially get to 5%. This is the time when American industry is now, you know, coming back, that we should use that power as leverage with foreign countries that have been undercutting our labor force for a long time.
The deficit has ballooned in the time that Donald Trump has been in office because of really unchecked spending by Congress and by proposals from the president himself in terms of upping defense spending. You got a problem with any of that?
As our economy grows, I mean, hopefully we do dedicate more towards reducing the debt and trade deficits. The other thing is, my history on Beacon Hill has been one of trying to be more accountable with the dollars that are given to government and where it's spent. With the gas tax ballot question in 2014, where we were able to repeal an indexing of the gas tax, I made sure that I proved to the people of Massachusetts that 50% of the gas tax that was going to fund the T was being used in an organization that had $6 billion of deferred maintenance. So it wasn't being spent where it was supposed to. We could have been more efficient before we went to taxpayers to ask for more money.
But does that mean you're willing to buck President Trump in some of his spending?
Absolutely. Look, I've been on Beacon Hill for 8 years. Special interest groups, you know, they're not there for the people who elected me, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing, is representing their interests. When I go to Washington, I'm going to make sure that the people of Massachusetts have a voice that's working for them and has a seat at the table with the president and with Congress right now that currently we don't have with someone who is so busy resisting everything out of Washington. And clearly, it's Senator Warren seems to be making a case for running for 2020 as the presidential candidate. That really doesn't help Massachusetts in any way right now.
Republican voters and independent voters who are getting ready to pull a Republican ballot in the primary on September 4th are choosing between you and former Romney administration official Beth Lindstrom and businessman John Kingston. Make the case why you are the better candidate of the three of you.
Well, I think the case was made at our convention about 6 months ago. I won overwhelmingly. But the fact is, I'm the only candidate in the race who's actually been elected four times in Massachusetts. I'm also the only candidate who has a record of putting money back in people's pockets by reducing taxes. And I certainly look forward to continuing to be that strong voice that has learned how to work with constituents, with people from the other party, to build coalitions, to get things done.
Jeff Diehl, Republican running for U.S. Senate, thanks a lot for coming in and good to see you.
Bob, my pleasure. Thank you.